Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Can I also let you know that tomorrow, Vince Wilfork will be with us. Actually, chatted with the big fella this morning. Very cool initiative he's doing, or very fun initiative, I should say, with Tums and DraftKings. Corporate partnership, Anthony. You gotta love it. Tums and DraftKings. But reached out and they were like, hey, you want to talk to Vince Wilfork? I was like, hell yeah, I want to talk to Vince Wilfork. Great stuff from him that we're going to air on tomorrow's show, probably 4:30, maybe 5:30 tomorrow. So TBD on that. But stay tuned, as they say. And, you know, if you do wind up missing it live, then, well, we got a podcast. Just search The Hoffman Show wherever it is that you get yours. And the show is available anytime, anywhere on demand. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. We'll get to your calls expeditiously at 301-230-0980. But while we wait for the phone lines to fill up, Anthony, do you feel just being around the city the last couple of days? Like, let's do a real-life non-radio call vibe check. I've seen more burgundy and gold in the city in the last, like, 3 weeks than I have in the last almost 10 years that I've lived here. And, like, certainly there have been times that it's popped up a little bit more, popped down. You know, after the sale, certainly people were like, ha-ha, there's that, let me dust off that hat that I haven't worn in a while or whatever. But I think when I go to other cities, especially when I'm there for football, it's around football weekend, so like people tend to wear their gear a little bit more. But just walking in the couple blocks around my house or going running errands, being here, being there, it definitely feels like it is a more outwardly proud fan base than we have had in a long time, which makes sense because unlike most of the last 30 years, on and off the field, there's plenty to be proud of with how this team is playing right now.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a lot of fans coming out of the woodworks. And not to say, you know, they're bandwagon hopping, but I think to the point you just made where there's finally something to, you know, be proud of, you know, the results that are on the field kind of thing. And yeah, like everywhere I've gone, I've been seeing more and more Commander sweaters. I've been seeing hats. I've been seeing Jaden Daniel jersey. My dad is even, you know, pulling out his old Santana Moss jersey. Like, it's a lot going on, and it's a lot, you know, to be happy for, especially considering like we finally won a playoff game in nearly 20 years. So, I think the sky's the limit for this team. Like, we're young, we have new ownership, and I think, you know, we played the Biden Road things yesterday with Magic
yeah,
and Josh Harris. And they just talked about, you know, how they were able to, you know, come in, change a few things, allow the personnel that they, you know, put in place to handle everything on the field. And they just took their step back. So I think it's an indictment on, you know, the people that we've put in place and allowing them to actually do their job as opposed, you know, elsewhere in like what our previous regime used to be.
I think in terms of just like publicly displaying your fandom, mm-hmm, when you wear a shirt, when you wear a hat, when you wear whatever, it's kind of a conversation starter. It's like, oh yeah, you're a Commanders fan. You're this, you're that. You're an Eagles fan. Why are you wearing that in DC? Like, there's all kinds of conversations that can get started around sports just by simple, you know, what people are wearing. And I think over the last bunch of years, why would you want to start that conversation? It's not that you didn't root for your team and follow along and follow your favorite reporters on social media, follow your players on social media, listen to shows like this that you didn't watch on Sundays. Maybe you wore your gear on Sundays because it was game day. But by the time Monday rolled around, you sure didn't want to have that conversation because of what happened on Sunday. And I think that's the difference now, is like, it's Tuesday. Let me find my burgundy and gold because I want to talk about the Commanders all the time, every single day. And I think that's when fandom can be at its best, when it's just, it's fun, it's joyous, it's a shared experience. Like, that's what makes sports great. It brings people together. And I think the vibe in the city around this team is excellent. And I'm just really excited to see it continue to go. And what I'm hopeful, too, is that if this ride does come to an end without a Lombardi trophy, which the overwhelming odds would tell you that that's going to be the case if we're being realistic, maybe it happens this weekend. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it happens next weekend. Maybe it happens with a crushing Super Bowl loss. But ultimately, people will, I think, have enough good memories stacked to look back fondly at the 2024 season and be really proud of it. And by the way, just in case anyone missed Real Things yesterday and hasn't seen this going around social media, here is that bite that Anthony talked about with Magic Johnson and Josh Harris outside the locker room in Tampa Sunday night.
This man right here. No, this is serious. You said, what does it take? New vision, new owner with a strategy, picking the right people. First, our coach, Coach Quinn, Adam Peters, and then we all step out the way and let them do their job.
Talent, culture, and people.
There it is.
Talent, culture, and people.
So that's it. Don't make this about us. It's about those guys.
Yeah. Well, Matt, did you envision it happening this fast, 2 years?
Quarterback.
How could you?
Got to get a quarterback.
We'll see you guys in Detroit. It's going to be cool.
Make it about those guys.
Anthony, I love the thing that you pointed out yesterday and that I was listening for today. Josh Harris at the very end going, it's going to be cold. Yeah. But I love Josh in the background. Like, Magic saying some pretty like important stuff there, obviously. But I listened to, I've mentioned this a couple times because we've talked about the various job openings around the NFL and some of the differences and why a guy like Cliff might want to stay here versus go somewhere else. And listening to someone like Shad Khan and the Jags owner give his press conference and being asked about like winning and these different things and what's it going to take. And he's just like, you just got to win. And like, there's no plan. There's no execution. There's nothing to execute. It's just like vibes, bro. It's saying like, we're going to win. We're going to figure it out. We have a good roster. We want to, and like all those things matter. But Josh Harris literally has a 3-point plan. Talent, culture, people. That simple. That organized. And if he has that, that means when he's hiring, he knows what to look for. Okay, talent, culture, people. Do we have people with the right talent? Are those people going to be a part of our culture? And like, do we invest in them as people so that we maximize them? So that we don't have someone who is talented that, because of the culture and because we don't look at them as a whole person and we don't figure out how to maximize them, that we're only getting 50% of what they can give us from a talent standpoint. And I think that really explains a lot of his success in across sports. I mean, all his teams are good. Do you think that's a coincidence? I know the Sixers have been up and down and maybe they haven't reached the height that Sixers fans would want. And the Devils haven't won a Stanley Cup yet. But like, the Devils, when he took them over, were bad. And I'm not a huge hockey guy, but I'm pretty sure they're pretty good and have been for the last couple of years. They've been on the up and up. Let's see. ESPN.com/NHL/standings. Where are the New Jersey Devils this year? They are right behind the Washington Capitals for second in the Metropolitan Division. They're 5 points off Washington. They're in second. So They're having a good year. That's good enough, by the way, for second in the Eastern Conference, sitting on 56 points, tied with Toronto. So they're pretty good. The Sixers, they've had some issues with some injuries and some other things, but like, they're that Kawhi Leonard shot away from an NBA Finals appearance, probably. They've done a lot of right stuff, and it hasn't worked out for whatever reason in the playoffs, and they've had some, I think, unexpected mistakes as well. You know, the whole Brian Colangelo thing, I don't know that you could have seen that this dude had like fake Twitter accounts and everything coming. And I also kind of think that the NBA stepped in there and probably stepped on their plan of like, hey, you have to stop being this terrible, even though the plan was working and kind of did work in a lot of ways, because even though they missed on a bunch of stuff, they got Joel Embiid and have been a 50-win team year over year, year over year. And we know how hard 50 wins is to get in the NBA. Because the Wizards haven't... Okay, people know that stat. 1979. Okay. But with the Commanders, same thing. Comes in and instantly you see, obviously not instantly, because last year the seeds had already been planted. The crop was going to grow and the crop was craptastic with what Ron Rivera had planted before Josh Harris got there. But you start to see some of the things that Harris can control off the field change immediately. Some of the stuff around the stadium and improvements, and they're focused on, you know, a couple things here, a couple things there. And you see incremental moves. They have an entire offseason and the whole experience changes. And obviously the on-the-field product becomes much better when he gets to hire his people. Not a coincidence. Ownership matters, and Josh Harris is good at it, and it's because he can quickly summarize, quickly identify exactly what it is that he is looking for. He has a clear vision. That vision is one that is well put together, well thought out, and works. And now it's just a matter of executing. And it doesn't guarantee anything, because there is nothing guaranteed in sports. There's an element of luck to this. And they have gotten very lucky in that their terrible year was in a year that landed them with the number 2 pick in one of the most loaded quarterback drafts in recent memory. Had they been just a year later, then who knows? Because they could be the number 2 pick this year in a zero potentially quarterback draft, and that's not a good place to be. So I'll take it. They'll take it. We'll take it. This weekend, Detroit, 8 o'clock is the kickoff. We have our pregame starting as early as 3 p.m. here on the Team 980. But if you think about it, Anthony, we've kind of already started. I mean, we're just looking forward to this game all week.
Hey, look, we ready, man.
Starting at 6 a.m. with the Junkies every morning.
Yes, sir.
Sheehan at 10, Russell at 1. We're starting at 4, and we're just rolling on through this playoff game Saturday night in Detroit. When we get back, it's a Vibe Check Tuesday. We're taking your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're always live as well on the free Odyssey app.